My world reflects who and what I am at all times. My world reflects who and what I am at all times. As I walked the path here at the Absolute Monastery, I walked the meditation paths around the property. I see the meditation paths perfect and beautiful. Where there may have been rain and where it may have made ruts and holes along the path, a day of the wind and the sand blowing fill in those holes, and the path is smooth and wonderful. I didn't even have to take out the tractor to drag along the path and make it smooth and beautiful, which I can do. But the thing is, I didn't have to. My world reflects who and what I am, and who and what I am is a smooth and wonderful path for me to walk on. As I walk on this path in the middle of the night, in the dark sky, I walk on the path without a flashlight, without any kind of out light or lights that will illumine the path for me, except my inner light. And I walk along the path, and it's smooth, and it's glorious. And everywhere I turn, and everything I do, is smooth and glorious. It is reflecting who and what I am at all times, and I am balance. I am harmony. I am peace. I am love. I go into the store, and I say to the merchant, I would like this particular item. And the merchant says to me, well, I don't know that we have any. I wanted the latest Bose earphone that you put into your ear, and it's wireless, and it receives both the telephone calls and receives any talks that I have on my telephone or anywhere else that I can reach with my telephone. And the merchant said, no, we don't have it. And so then he said, just a minute, let's see if John knows whether we have any of those things around here. I know we used to have them. And John came out from behind the counter, and he said, what is it you want? And I said, I want that latest Bose that you put in your ear to hear both sound, the music on the telephone, and you can talk on the telephone with it and everything. Oh, yes, 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 those are very popular. Well, just a minute. And he goes into the back room, and he says, well, what do you know? There's just one left. The shipment hasn't come in yet, and this is one left of the one that you want. And I said, well, thank you very much. And he prepares it for me, tunes it into my iPhone, makes everything in divine order for me, shows me how to make it go and how to make it function perfectly. And when I leave the store, I have it in my ear, and I'm listening to lovely music. My world reflects who and what I am at all times, wherever I go, whatever I do. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. We have had many wonderful people come to campus and be part of the campus life, and they are all magnificent masters, every one. Because my world reflects who and what I am at all times. And as these people live their mastership, as they live their joy of living, as they live the idea that everything is beautiful and they're as happy as kings, happy as queens, happy as can be, they find that they have taken on the vibration of love, of peace, of joy, of harmony, of goodness, of truth, of wholeness, of wealth. They've taken on this vibration which does not belong to anybody, which is universal. And they have taken it on because they have seen it function, and they've said, yes, I can do that. Yes, that's me. Because my world reflects who and what I am at all times. I look at the people in my world, and I see them being the wonderful, joyful, fantastic people that they are. I look at Ellen, and I think to myself, what a remarkable woman Ellen is. She has all of these projects that she's working on, and she does not feel overwhelmed by any of them. She just goes from one point to the other, finishing each thing as she goes along, and having the most happy sense of countenance about herself that makes her feel blissful, that makes her feel delighted. She knows, as she gets in the car, she says, "I am the ideal chauffeur." And she drives the car with perfection and with magnificence. Everything is totally in her ken, totally in her awareness, and she drives beautifully. And all the other drivers drive wonderfully around her. She never meets any negative drivers. Every driver on the road that she meets is positive and beautiful because she says she is the ideal chauffeur. And she walks into the store. And before she walks into the store, she says, "All is in divine order. Whatever things I need or choose or want in any way, I walk into the store and they're right there before me. My eye catches them simply, beautifully, and perfectly." And she does. She does. She finds the most beautiful vegetables. She finds the most beautiful organic fruits and vegetables that we could ever desire. And she knows that they're perfect and ideal. She turns them over and she says, "This is beautiful. Each piece of fruit, each vegetable, each thing that she picks up in the store is so wonderful, so fantastic." And she checks with her people who are working with her on her software programs. And sometimes she has a little difficulty. The software doesn't want to work exactly like she thinks it should. And so she says, "I'm going to go to the source." And so she calls various people who are supposed to know all about it. And she finds out that they don't know all about it. She finds out that she is the one who has to say, "I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer." You see, every time we look outwardly for the answer, sometimes it eludes us. Because we haven't looked first inside of ourselves by saying, "I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. My world reflects who and what I am at all times. And when I say that I know, then my world reflects that I know. When I say that I know that I know that I know, then my world reflects within me the fact that I am wise, that I know exactly the thing that I choose to do to accomplish the goal that I have for myself. Or my world reflects who and what I am at all times. It never makes a mistake. It's always there, vibrantly, vitally, dynamically, revealing to me exactly who and what I am." The many people who call the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California, at the University of Healing, they call, and Ellen often answers the phone and says, "How may I help you?" And they tell Ellen some rather overwhelming problem. And Ellen says, "Okay, just a moment. Let's say all is in divine order now." "But it's not, but it's not." "No, no, let's just say all is in divine order now. Because if I see all in divine order now in your life and my life, then that is the way it is. Now, why did you call? Did you call because you wanted someone to commiserate with you on a problem you're having? Or did you call because you know that when you put a new cause in motion, a wonderful cause that is the true cause of what is your choice, that's what you get? Your world reflects who and what you are at all times. And if you are success, then that's what it reflects. If you are the ability to accomplish any goal that you have in your heart, then that's what you are." And as she talks with the people, and as she says, "What is your choice for yourself? How do you look at yourself? Are you wonderful? Are you fantastic? Are you glorious? Are you good?" And the more she talks with her people who call on the phone asking for healing treatment, the more the people on the phone say, "Yes, yes, that's just who I am. Yes, I am balance. I am peace. I am success. I am wealth. I am health. I am all that is good. I am, I am, I am." And she gets them into this state of consciousness where they look back at themselves and they say, "I have so much to be thankful for. I have so much to be grateful for. I am that I am. I am the wholeness. I am the thrill of all. My world reflects who and what I am, because that is the thinking that's within me. And the thinking that is within me is the thinking that all is in divine order now. We say that so often. All is in divine order now. But isn't that how we want to have everything in our life, to be all in divine order now? Isn't that how we want everything in our world to be and reflect in our world, all in divine order now? Look out and know that with Ellen, you are the ideal chauffeur. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are whole and perfect now. Every organ, action, and function of your body reveals to you its magnificence, its perfection, its joy, the thrill of its being. And as it does this, it is such a lovely experience to be alive, to be alive in this world, reflecting at all times who and what I am. Yes, who and what I am. Yes, I am that I am. I am the divine. I am God. I am wholeness. I am purity. I am goodness. I am. Know that. Claim it. Enjoy it. Be it. Watch how it reflects back to you whatever thought you have in your consciousness. I know I do. When I think happy thoughts, I'm surrounded by happy people. When I think happy thoughts, my world is fantastic. Were I to at any time think that something was not good and was not right, or that somebody didn't love me as much as I love me, and somebody didn't love themselves as much as I love them, well, that's the way it would be. So I do not think those type of thoughts. I only think thoughts that say, my world reflects who and what I am at all times, and I am good and very good. I am truth. I am unconditional love. It makes no difference to me what another person apparently might be thinking or doing. I unconditionally love myself, and hence I can only create in my world people who unconditionally love themselves. Because my world reflects who and what I am at all times. When I am unconditionally loving, my world reflects unconditional love back to me. When I am happy, and I say to myself, I am joyous and happy all the time, then my world reflects that back to me. And what a wonderful world that is. Let your world reflect back to you who and what you are by you taking the choice of saying what your world is. And my world is good and very good. Your world is good and very good. My world is peace. Your world is peace. My world is wholeness. Your world is wholeness. Wherever I look, I see who and what I am. And wherever you look, you see who and what you are. So if you see the world as good and beautiful and everybody in it unconditionally loving every circumstance and every person, then that is what you will know, and that's what you will be, and that's what you will experience in your life, because my world reflects who and what I am at all times, and that's all that matters. Accept it for you today and say, I accept, and so it is.